Hey everybody, it's your doc, Jeff Buski, creator and founder of Limitless Dentists, where we've cracked the code to gamifying the system to unlocking power, productivity, and profitability, all while building practices and lives that matter. Welcome to Jumpstart with Jeff. Today's topic is this.
Hey, what's up everybody? Happy Saturday night here. What an amazing night. I just got schooled on a great little lesson. Good, letting go of good to get to great. Think about that. Letting go of good to get to great. As an entrepreneur, as a businessman, you've got to get comfortable with letting go of good in order to get to great or to get to excellence. If you master that ability and you have the courage to let go of good, you have the opportunity to get to great and then to proceed on to get to excellence. And so tonight, we just got done wrapping up dinner, and my youngest son, Maddox, who's 12, he's an amazing chess player. Taught him to play chess when he was 5. And I'm a pretty decent chess player. I'm no slouch there. But his brain works totally different than mine. I'll never forget that we were at a chess tournament, and it's one of the first tournaments that I was watching him play, and he couldn't be inside the room because I guess parents will give kids some signs to let them cheat or something. But he came back out and I said, "Hey, how'd you do?" And he said, "I lost." I said, "Oh, that's okay, bud. I think they play like 5 matches, and it's crazy how taxing that is mentally." And I remember he went in and his chess coach said, "Hey, how'd you do?" And he said, "Well, I lost." So they sat down and got out the board and they set up the board. And he said, "Well, what happened?" And my son didn't have any notes or anything. He recreated from his mind every single move that was made. He said, "Well, he did this, and then I did this, and then he did this, and I did this." And I just sat there with my jaw open like, what in the world? I can't even remember 4 moves ago. And yet he recreated the whole game from memory. And then his coach said, "Well, you could block like this, or you could do that, or you could set this up and sacrifice this and do that." Man, he's just been on that plane ever since. And chess is just such one of those amazing games. It makes you look so many moves ahead in order to create success. And that's a lot like business. And that's a lot like life, really. Not just business, but how we have to operate in our family and how we have to operate with God and how we have to operate with our health. And so when we look at and consider that, it's looking at letting go of good to get to greater excellence. So tonight we were playing. We were in a great match. And let me just preface this. It's rare that I ever get to beat him. And if I do beat him, I run around like I just won the Stanley Cup. I grew up playing hockey, so the Stanley Cup's a big deal. Because Stanley Cup, you have to work your ass off to get that trophy. And you have to fight attrition on the team to get to there. But anyway, nonetheless, tonight we were in a great chess match. And I was like, man, I could see things were opening up. And I was like, I've got him. I've got him. I know I've got him. And I had his king pinned, and I had my pawn there, and I had a rook, and I had my other king, and I had my king. And what I ended up not realizing is I wasn't wanting to give up my pawn. So we're playing this cat and mouse game. Ended up backing him into a corner where his king couldn't move, but I didn't have him in checkmate. And what that does is it makes it a draw. I was like, damn, which I still celebrated because it's pretty damn hard to beat him. And so it was still a good celebration. But he said, "Dad," he said, "if you would have given up your pawn, you could have had a way to checkmate me with your king and your rook." I was like, damn. He said, "I'll show you how to do that." I thought, man, how often is that as entrepreneurs and businessmen that we have that same thing come up where we've got to let go of good to get to greater excellence? Not only that, but it's also in life. You know, it's in having the willingness to do that in our relationships, having the willingness to do that with our health. You know, from the perspective of this, it's like, you know, it's real easy. If you look at scale of 0 to 10, with 0 being really shitty and 10 being amazing and awesome and excellence. If you're at a zero or one, it's super easy to let go of that. Then when you get to like a six and a seven, you're like, man, I had to work pretty hard to get here. And to give that up and to take risk to give it up, that's tougher to do because you're having to risk losing it. You're having to risk giving up a seven to look at getting to a nine or a 10. It's having the courage to do that. It takes a lot. It takes a lot of balls as an entrepreneur to do that. It takes a lot of balls as a leader to do that. A leader in your practice, a leader in your household. It takes a lot to have the willingness to say, I don't want to settle for good. I want to shoot and strive for excellence. That means that my standards have to continue to rise. And as my standards continue to rise, I reset the bar. What was my old ceiling now becomes my new floor. And what was new now becomes normal and eventually becomes numb. So you've got to set the new calibrated target. But the big thing is you've got to be willing to give up what you've got in order to obtain where you're going. The reason being is where you're going is not going to be able to be achieved with the same level of thinking that you're there at currently. You've got to have different mindsets. Sometimes you've got to have different skill sets. But all of those are allowing you then to step into the game to move to a level where you want to be. See, tonight I didn't know and I was unwilling to give up my pawn in the chess game. And that cost me winning the match. I settled for a draw when I could have won. And that's so true in the game of life. How often do we settle where we could have actually won? It's like the book 3 Feet from Gold, just quitting right before get to excellence. And that's so true. You know, I sit there and I look at it. It's very true. Like I look at what's going on in my world right now, my practice. As I'm sitting there transitioning and moving forward into a full arch only practice for myself. Gosh, that's a crazy transition. And it's like, you know, I think our biggest month, we did 13 arches, and I want to get to 16 arches a month. I just get so much satisfaction from what we're getting to do, and the emotional paychecks are amazing. And I love having that opportunity to transform people's lives and give them back a big part of their life. It's doing great. We're doing great. But in order to get there, I have to give up what has gotten me to where I am. That's like being a super GP and having to give that up in order to transition into that. And that's not an easy thing. There's risk involved with that. There's risk involved with how's that going to be in our practice? We've got two other docs there, but how's that going to be received by our practice for all the years? I've got to carefully orchestrate that and allow our patients to make sure that they're receiving the best care that they've always received. And make sure that as we transition into it, that it's an amazing outcome for everyone. It has to be a win-win-win across the board. You know, I look at it from the perspective that, you know, this is a passion of mine. And I sat there and I vacillated with this for a long time. And I thought, man, my patients, they know me well enough and they know that with this type of passion that I have for, this is the way that I want to finish out my career. This is what's going to give me the most fulfillment in the way that I get to walk away from dentistry later on. I don't know if that's going to be 10 years down the line. God willing, hopefully. I'm 52 now, but I would love to be able to do this until I no longer can. It's the fact that I get to. Making sure that my patients, they understand, I know that they would want that for me, but it's being able to let go of really, really good to get to that excellence there. And it's hard to do. And so easy to stay complacent. It's easy to stay where you're at. It's easy because, hey, life's pretty good. You know, making good money. I'm having a great time with it. My patients are taken care of. But see, there's this one issue that I know that I can do more, and I know that I'll have more fulfillment by doing more. Because if I continue to do and operate the way that I have, there'll be a part of me that's empty. And getting to the end, I'll say, man, I wonder what could have been. I wonder how many more people I could have transformed their lives if I would have just not acquiesced into good. What if I would have pushed myself to greatness and excellence in pursuing what I wanted to? See, I don't want to get to the end and wonder that and have that conversation with myself. Because I know that my soul was called here to transform lives. That's my soul's purpose. And so in order to do that in dentistry, I get to fulfill that by completing full arch dental implants. Doing that in my coaching, it's also the same. Get the opportunity to transform lives and just to be a guide in that, it's an amazing feeling. It's amazing watching the men that I get to coach in dentistry, how their lives shape and change, and watch them go through the same process. They've got to let go of where they're at in order to get to the next level. In order to upgrade their lives, they've got to be willing and have the courage to let go of where they're at. They've got to be willing and let go of the courage to let go of the old stories and the old behaviors that have kept them confined at the current level. Because the new level is going to require a new mindset. The new level is going to require new tools and new skill sets in order to operate there. But when they can trust the process and trust me to guide them, that allows for new opportunities to show up. And that's a big part of it too. As you go through life, man, I would tell you, find coaches and find mentors that you can trust in, that you can believe in. And find people that are doing exactly what you want to do. They're living it out authentically in their life. So they're teaching from the way that they live, not just out of a book and philosophically speaking. See, that's one of the big problems that I've always had with consultants in the dental industry. There's some great, amazing consultants, don't get me wrong. But I have a hard time with somebody telling me, oh, you can achieve this work-life balance. And they speak from it from a philosophical standpoint. They've never had to stand in my shoes to worry about, man, am I going to be able to make payroll this month? Man, I've got to manage my team and keep my team from wanting to rip each other apart. Man, I've got to introduce new procedures into the office. And I've got to look at learning marketing and how I can advertise and how I can bring people in. Do I stay fee for service? Hey, if I'm in network, how do I look at getting out of network if I want to choose to do that? If I want to stay in network, how do I maximize that? There's so many choices and things to make. And the problem is the fact that if you don't have somebody who stood in your shoes, they can never authentically relate to you. And it's hard for them to show you the path. And it's hard to show them for them to show you the path to get from good to great to excellence. And that's exactly what we're talking about here. It's because you've got to give up the good in order to get to the great. And it's amazing to have somebody who can do that with you. Coming up here in November, we're going to be doing just that. We're going to be doing an event, a live event, November 10th, 11th, and 12th here in Texas, where we're going to be actually going through and looking at these areas, four key areas in a man's life across their body, their being, their balance, and their business, how to operate with synergy and harmony in all four of those areas, how we can look at letting go of good and get to great. In other words, also too, looking at it said another way, looking at leaving scarcity and getting all four of those areas into abundance. That's one thing that moves you to greatness. That's one thing that moves you towards excellence. So if you're interested in checking that out and moving yourself towards greatness, send me a DM for a little more information. I'd love to chat with you. I'd love to see if we can make that happen in your life. And I'm having so much fun getting an opportunity to do what I do. I feel very blessed. But I also know there is a lot of chaos that's going to be coming toward the end of this year and into next year with it being an election year. There's a lot of stuff. And if we don't have our shit on lockdown, it's going to be very, very chaotic and very, very difficult. So getting yourself in a great place to where you can put yourself in an amazing place of power. And as a man to look at creating harmony across those four areas allows you to show up and be a better husband, allows you to show up and be a better father, allows you to show up and be a better businessman, allows you to have a better connection with God, and show up and be a better leader for yourself, for your family, and for the teams that you surround yourself with in your practice, as well as for your patients. That's all I've got for you today. What I'm going to have you consider is look at the areas in your life and consider, what would I have to let go of that's good in order to get to great and to move towards excellence? All right, guys, until next time, peace, power, prosperity. Give it away. Have an amazing night, y'all. Enjoy your Saturday night. Until next time.